الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the rites and rituals, or the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with pencil, paper, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners, our new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be suicide, and that's S-U-I-C-I-D-E, suicide. Before I get into the definition of suicide and the various opinions of what people say about suicide factors and that kind of thing, let me just read real quick what Allah says about it. And that is, in Arabic, he says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ جِنْ وَإِنْسْ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that Allah created jinn, and this is a human, this is other individuals that Allah created, and mankind, that they only worship Him. They do nothing but worship Him. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So I want to keep it in mind that that's our reason for living, is to worship Allah. That's our reason for existing, is to worship Allah and obeying Allah. So hopefully people are clear about that from the beginning, right on this beginning of this particular starting of this particular class that I'm getting ready to get into. Now, suicide is death caused by injuring oneself with the intent to die. A suicide attempt is when someone harms themselves with any intent to end their lives, or they had the intent to end their lives, but they do not die as a result of these of their actions. Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, he said, pertaining to this topic, he who commits suicide by basically doing certain things to him or herself, they end up doing that same thing in the hellfire. They continue to do the same thing in the hellfire. And let me go on, and he commented, suicide by stabbing oneself or stabbing himself shall keep on stabbing himself in the hellfire. So whatever way you commit suicide, you decide, okay, it's time for me to end my life. I don't want to live anymore. I got a lot of issues and problems going on. I'm going to avoid them by killing myself. And that's going to be the end of my problems. Really, honestly, that's going to be the beginning of your problem. Because when you commit suicide in this world, you continue to make suicide as do suicide in a hellfire. And that's self-harming yourself. That is suicide. And of course, homicide is when you kill somebody else. And familicide is when you kill basically yourself and your family, or just your family. And so let me move on from that. And you all can look these terms up, and that's what this class is all about today. We're basically focusing on suicide and different opinions about suicide and what it is and different aspects of this particular, some might call it a disease. Now, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, whoever swears by a religion other than Islam is as he says. And whoever commits suicide with something, he will be punished with the same thing in the hellfire. So I just want to mention that, particularly that middle, that last part, is that you decide that you're going to jump in front of a car, commit suicide, and then you can continue to make to see that over and over and over and over again. This was happens to an individual. Stabs himself, they will continue to stab themselves in the hereafter nonstop. No rest, no break, no sleep. Nothing like that. You just continue to stab yourself or cut your wrist or whatever people do in order to take their life. And so please, don't do it. Don't commit suicide. We have no reason not give the life, so we have no reason to take the life. I want to read something else pertaining to this particular topic, and that is, it also says, whoever commits suicide with a piece of iron will be punished with the same iron, a piece of iron, in the hellfire. So I just wanted to mention to my students is that, again, you jump off a building, you're committing suicide, and you continue to jump off that building in the hereafter, in the hellfire, as part of your punishment, that you will commit the same thing over and over and over again. And so we want to get away as far away from committing suicide, harming ourselves, or killing ourselves. I want to also mention to you some appeals or some factors for surrounding suicide. So it's much more to that and more help than you think to committing suicide, or warning signs for people who may not recognize it. And a lot of times when people commit suicide or going to take their life, a lot of time they already have a plan all laid out. This is how I'm going to do it, so on and so forth. So they're very serious about committing suicide. And they may attempt committing suicide, which I may talk about later on, is that they make an effort to do it, but they're not successful. And so you have all these various things that people do, committing suicide and attempt to committing suicide. So, but let me move on. Okay, do you ever think of suicide? If not, you are beloved by Allah, or beloved to Allah, and He will take care of you until your death. Committing suicide or thinking of suicide is a great sin that Allah hates. I hate is most. Allah hates people committing suicide. Do not have the right to ever think of committing suicide. Always, you must be in a state of mature thinking. Do not care much for failure anymore. If you are moody, start to look at things differently. Spend time with friends, and also start to get into things that can entertain you. Stop comparing yourself to others and worrying about the things that have no benefit to you at all. We worry about it. I'm worried. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to look like this. I want to look like that. I don't have what they have. I want the same thing. And so you all make all kind of efforts to get it, and you fail. You can see yourself a failure, and so you may go and take your life, or attempt to take your life. You could do other things. You could read books. You could have a conversation with members of your family, and a lot of things that you can do to help you to balance and get away from the thought of committing suicide. Some people have what is called suicide packs. In other words, if this thing is not going to happen, we're all going to kill ourselves. Are we all on this particular date? We're going to take our lives, all of us, together. And so that's a basic suicide pact. Or it depends on what they agreed upon, the date and time, and how they're going to commit suicide. But this is none of it. plan to do it. We're going to meet on such and such a day, such and such a place, and we're going to do it. All these things are unacceptable by Allah. Or to do it with no one else around. You could do it in a closet, no one sees you. Also unacceptable by Allah, because we have no right to do that. Talk to someone. Talk to a doctor or a person who can deal with emotional things, psychological things, and they may be able to help you to get through whatever you're going through. Because it may be just a temporary thing, and you may think it's the end of the world about whatever you're going through, and it's not the end of the world as you know it. It's like I told you before, it's only beginning. If you harm yourself now, or kill yourself now, you'll continue to do the same thing over and over and over again. Now, how about the impact of this, of committing suicide? Suicide, it does not just touch you or impacts you. It impacts others. It has far-reaching impact. For example, suicide or suicide attempts causes serious emotional, physical, and also economic and financial impact. People who attempt suicide and survive may experience serious injury that can have long-term effects on their health. They may also experience depression and other mental health concerns. Also, suicide or suicide attempts affects the health and well-being of friends, loved ones, co-workers, and the community. When people die from suicide, their surviving family and friends may experience prolonged grief, shock, anger, guilt, symptoms of depression or anxiety, or even thoughts of suicide themselves. So it may have what you call a domino effect. If you know anything about dominoes, and you can always set one up and then another and another right after each other, and then you push one and it falls upon the other, and that falls upon the other, and that's the effect you're talking about. So in other words, suicide, it does not only impact you and affect you, it may also affect other people that love you so much. And as I mentioned before, your surviving family may be impacted by it. Your friends may be impacted by it with grief. And I talked about in one of my earlier episodes about grief, Islamic standpoint about grief, and then the various, I believe I mentioned, five stages of grief. And also we're talking about shock, we're talking about anger, we're talking about some kind of guilt. It's my fault why they did it. I should have did this, I should have done that, and they wouldn't have killed themselves. They decided to kill themselves. That was their choice, not yours. You had no control over people who decide that's what they're going to do. None whatsoever. And also, people may have anxiety or some kind of depression or something like that. I may even think about killing themselves. From a personal note, I had a relative do just that. He took his life. I had identified his body, and I did so at a young age. Yes, that's my brother, for example, and that's who he is. He had committed suicide, and so I know what some people are going through. And he went through whatever he went through, and he decided this was his out. This is how he was going to handle whatever he was going through. And of course, it left a rippling effect upon other members of my family, and also, of course, his mother, which is my mother. And so it not just impacted that individual; it impacted others that they leave behind. And so, this is personal for me. We're talking about committing suicide, and I want to also, as much as I can, prevent people from doing it to the best of my ability. And you can listen to this particular class again, because maybe there's something that you missed. Find out more information about doing it and what happens to an individual who does such a thing. or even I'm going to get into some prevention and other things that you can do. As I said, you could talk to someone, you could read a book, you could find some activities, and the more you do those activities and read books and that kind of thing, the more you get away from the thought, I want to take my soul or take my life. And again, Allah created us that we worship Him. Now, let me talk about some factors, some individual risk factors. And maybe you'll be able to recognize some of these things in individuals you may know. There may be, for example, a previous attempt. They may have tried it before, but they were not successful. They may have a history of depression or other mental health illnesses. They may have a serious illness, such as a chronic pain or something like that, and they want to stop the pain. And the way they think they're going to stop the pain is to kill themselves. So also, a person may have some kind of criminal problem or some kind of legal problem, and they think the way I get out of it is by taking my life. Or they lose their job, or lose their money, or also it may be substance abuse. Some people take different types of things to intoxicate themselves and to get to the point, I can't get it anymore, I no longer want to live. And so whatever, maybe whatever they take may encourage them to go ahead and take their life. And so let me just read on. And also, you may have a person may have a sense of hopelessness. And there are other factors too, in terms of the individual committing suicide. We have other factors of relationship that a person may have that may cause him or her to commit suicide. They may be harmful or hurtful experiences within a relationship that contribute to the person having a risk factor. And that may be bullying, because you hear about that a lot. I know particularly here in America that a person may be what you call cyberbullying or bullied in school or something like that. And so they may bully and wherever by other people, of course, and so they may take their life. They stop from being bullying. I won't be bullied anymore, or what that person is saying, they must be right. So let me take my soul. I'm ugly, I'm fat, whatever you may think this person is saying and thinking they're correct, they're not correct. Let me just tell you right now, they are not correct, because the law does not make ugly. And so you're a very beautiful person, and when you look in the mirror, you see beauty. That other people may say other things about you, but you see beauty. And that does not mean I'm going to disfigure myself, I'm going to take my life because I don't like the way I look, or because so-and-so said I don't look good. So they bullied me, and so you take your soul, or you take your life. Don't do that. Or a risk may be also a family, a loved one may have a history of suicide, a loss of a relationship. Or it may be a conflict and a violence in a relationship, or some kind of social isolation. You're isolated from everyone else, and so you're gonna take your soul to resolve your issue. And it may also you have some community risk, and that is a lack of access to health care. You might have a suicide cluster in the community. You may be stress of acculturation, maybe trying to blend in. Maybe so, for example, you move to another country or something like that, and you're having a hard time blending in, assimilating. And so you can't speak the language, you don't understand the language, you don't understand the culture, and so, or you might miss your home country. And so you may take your life. So again, don't do that, because with the help of Allah, you can and will adjust to your situation. Also, there might be some type of what you call historical trauma. So I want to mention these things, getting a little bit away from our class, but it is right on time, because our class deal with real life situations. and committing suicide is a real life situation. Islam covers everything. You pretty much name it, and Islam in some way covers it. If I can't find it in the Quran, and I can't find it in Hadith or saying the Prophet Muhammad, and peace be upon him, then the various scholars, they talked about the issue. And they tell you how to deal with the particular issue. Like, for example, we have, and not long ago, maybe a few years ago, the whole world was engulfed in the pandemic, the COVID-19 or coronavirus, whatever you call it, worldwide. People dying all over the world. We all had to wear masks and get vaccinations and that sort of thing. Each and every one of us had to go through that, and it was traumatic in the communities all over the world. But it wasn't something that people take their lives over to say, I don't want to get sick, so I'm going to take my life, or I'm sick, let me take my life. That's not what you do. And again, Islam looks at the reality of what's going on with people, and then we sort of Islamize it and talk about how Islam looks at that particular thing. Even when I talked about it in one of my episodes, and I talk about COVID-19. And again, getting personal, is that I had COVID-19, a very serious bout with COVID-19, hospitalization and the whole thing. And so Islam talks about this. Or Islam talks about if there's a plague someplace where you are, say where you are, there's a plague, you don't leave that place. If there's a plague in another place, you don't go to that place. So Islam discusses those things, the various things that apply to us now or then, and maybe another COVID-19 may come around. Allah knows best, or some other disease come around, and Allah knows best. And at that time, Islam would deal with that. Our scholars dealt with the best way to deal with the COVID. To making our prayer together, and closer to each other, to go to our religious services, all these things scholars had to deal with, handling the bodies of individuals who died from COVID-19, so the live people would not catch it from the person who is dead. So our scholars talk about handling those kinds of things. So Islam is a complete way of life. All aspects of your life is covered under the umbrella of Islam. Read Quran for yourself. Read more about what the Prophet, may peace be upon him, say. Talk to some of the various scholars of Islam, and they'll be able to tell you from Islamic perspective, this should happen. This is how we view certain things. And a lot of times where we view things are not the way other people view them. People sometimes, they want to kick or knock Islam because we look at things in a whole nother way, and people consider that way to be wrong. That's just the way we look at it. And don't come at us because we don't look at things the way you look at things or the way others look at things. We look at things through Islamic glasses. That's how we look at things. Quran and the way of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings upon him, and what our scholars say, that's how we look at things. We all know how we see things. That's how we see things, basically through those three sources are where we how we see things and how we do things and how we adjust to things in terms of Islam, and the same thing in terms of things that are going on in society. Same thing with the topic I'm talking about right now, which is suicide. We deal with it in a certain manner. We have a certain opinion about committing suicide. And I'm trying to make you aware of what it is, and don't do it. Because we have no right to do it, and what happens to you if you do such a thing. So let me move on. So we also have societal risk factors such as a stigma associated with help seeking and mental illness. Sometimes a person may say, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to a psychologist or psychiatrist and get help, or people may think I'm crazy. No, you go get help where you can get help so that you can be more right-minded and you're thinking more corrected in your thinking, and not thinking the best way out is to commit suicide. And talk to Allah. Don't be afraid to talk to Allah and ask Allah for guidance. Ask Allah for help. Ask Allah to put around you the people that's going to embrace you and protect you and look after you. Because at this point, you may not be able to look after yourself. Face that. You may not be able to. You may need help. You may need that helping hand to lift you up. And one day you may be that helping hand to someone else and help lift them up. So let me go on, because we don't have that much time. And let's talk about the warning signs. If someone is at risk for suicide, you can watch for warning signs, which includes, well, not all, but these are some of the warning signs. And maybe you never knew this. And that is the person talking about being burdened. They start to isolate themselves. They increase anxiety. Talking about feeling trapped or unbearable pain. The individual, you have an increase of substance abuse. They're looking for a way to access lethal means, a way of killing themselves. I'm going to buy a gun. I'm going to buy a knife. Or they start chopping at their arm or something like that and trying to take their life. Also, there may be an increase of anger and rage in the individual. Or they might be extremely moody. They're up a little bit, then they're down a little bit. They're depressed, and then they're not depressed. So you to watch for the various signs of this particular individual. Also, they may be sleeping too little or too much, because sometimes they may be feeling depressed, or sometimes they might be hyper and sleep a lot from depression, or they may be hyper up and they sleep a little bit. And so just keep an eye. They're not normal. They're not acting the way they normally act. So you keep an eye on them and know what is normal and what is abnormal with the individual. And also they start talking or posting things online and that kind of thing about wanting to die. That's one of the other warning signs, particularly with social media. People use social media to tell you just about all about them. They're always taking pictures of food and I'm here and I'm there. I love this weather here. That's what they give you, all kind of information about themselves. Are they going through something? And so they write something long theses almost about what they're going through. And so you pay attention to that. And you pay attention to these individuals that maybe talk or posting a lot about wanting to die or ways to die. And from time to time, look at the person's history, their computer history, and you can see where they the sites that they're going to, how to kill you, or YouTube or whatever they go to find out information about the best way to attempt to take their life. Also, of course, one of the other warnings is that they may have plans for committing suicide. So be aware of this, be conscious of it, and if to the best of your knowledge or ability, try to help them. Try to warn them, try to get the help that they need, try to get them to talk to someone. You talk to them and be calm and understanding and courteous, and let the person know that they're safe and that they're going to be okay. But of course, I want to make sure that you understand, look, when a person comes to the doctor's therapy, that kind of thing, if they're going to harm others, then they have to report it and let people know this person is going to harm other people, or this person is going to harm themselves. And so those are times when really you have that relationship between yourself and therapist or counselor, something like that. Okay, we don't tell anyone about what you said. But if you're talking about hurting yourself or hurting other people, then we have to tell other people this is what the person I'm going to do or they're planning to do. And so students, if you think about that kind of thing, you know someone, please help them to the best of your ability. Know and understand that Islam does not allow it. Islam does not push that kind of thing. If you do that, you could continue to commit suicide. You continue to use that same object to kill yourself over and over and over again in the hellfire. And so hopefully if you don't get it, you didn't get all that I said right now, listen to the episode again and hopefully be able to take notes and get a better understanding listening to it a second time. You find out or learn more about the Islamic faith and increase your knowledge of Islam. You can always go to Why Islam. You could go to International Online University and get degrees in this particular area, and also go to American Open University and get more information about Islam. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.